Welcome to this tutorial on tabbing to blocks of text in Windows and message boxes. This example uses Notepad to demonstrate ATPrime's ability to tab to blocks of text in a message box. I'm going to create a new Notepad document by running Notepad from the Run dialog. So I'll press Windows key R, type Notepad into the edit box and press Enter.
Type the name Notepad, fill and title Notepad. Text editor edit multiline, blank.
The untitled Notepad document is now displayed. I'll just type the word hello into the document to ensure that there's some text here.
H-E-L-L-O.
Now I'm going to press Ctrl O to open another document. And since I haven't saved this document, which has the word hello in it, I get this message.
Notepad dialog, do you want to save changes down titled? Save button all S.
I'm not running ATPrime at the moment, and when I tab in this message window, I can only focus on the buttons in this window.
Don't save button Alt N. Cancel button. Save button Alt S.
I can't focus on the text of the message itself. If you know your screen reader well, you can get the message to be read again. If you either get the screen reader to read the whole window, or if you use a special cursor or navigation mode to focus on and then read the text of the message. Let's see how ATPrime makes it easy to tab to the message.
ATPrime is ready.
ATPrime is now running. First, I'm going to check ATPrime's settings to make sure that this feature is turned on. It is on by default. But it's worthwhile taking a look at ATPrime's settings first. I open the ATPrime menu by pressing Ctrl semicolon.
Context menu, text inspector, object inspector.
And I'm arrowing down the menu to find the settings item.
Window inspector, favorites menu control, favorites inspector displays, add the object with focus as a favorite, turn on optimized tabbing, tabbing scheme submenu, be automatically labeled in this, and image files and convert to text, settings, opens the ATPrime settings window S.
And here it is. I'll press enter on that.
ATPrime settings dialog, turn off ATPrime for the current application, Notepad exe checkbox not checked, auto.
And the ATPrime settings window is now displayed. The first control is a checkbox which lets me turn off ATPrime for the current application, that's Notepad. I'm not interested in that at the moment, but here's the control I'm looking for.
Tab to text in dialogs and message windows checkbox checked, alt T.
When this checkbox is checked, ATPrime will let you tab to text in a window, in situations where you would not normally be able to do so. The checkbox here is already checked, so I don't need to change anything. I'll just press Escape to close the ATPrime settings window. With ATPrime running, I can switch back to the same Notepad message window and start tabbing through the controls.
Notepad dialog, do you want to save changes down titled? Save button Alt S. Don't save button Alt N. Cancel button. Do you want to save changes to untitled text?
Now I can tab to the message text of the window. And when you tab to text like this, you'll hear a short sound to alert you that ATPrime has enabled you to tab to the text. Here it is again.
Do you want to save changes to untitled text?
Being able to tab directly to text like this means that you don't have to remember how to use any special cursor or navigation mode in order to access blocks of text. No special keystrokes are needed. You just press the tab key. Of course, if you know your screen reader's modes and commands very well, to access and read blocks of text like this one, you can switch the feature off in ATPrime settings and use your screen reader's methods instead. The second example relates to a feature which is switched off by default. This second feature lets you tab to text labels in a dialog or window. Text labels are different from standalone blocks of text in a window which report information or convey some kind of message, like the one we just came across, which prompts you to decide whether you want to save changes to a document. A text label, on the other hand, is some text which gives a name to another control, such as an edit field or a list box. I'm going to close this message box and open the Find window in Notepad by pressing Ctrl F.
Untitled ATPrime, Untitled Notepad, Text Editor Edit Multiline. Find dialog, find what, edit Alt N, blank.
If I tab through the window, I'm only focusing on the controls you would usually expect to tab to in the Find window.
Match case checkbox not checked. Alt C. Direction grouping. Down radio button checked. Alt D. Cancel button. Find what? Edit Alt N. Blank.
This is because the feature which lets you tab to text labels is off by default. I'm going to go back into the AT Prime settings window.
Context menu. S. Scan image files and convert to S. Settings. Opens the AT Prime settings window. S. For AT Prime settings dialog. Turn off AT.
If I tab past the checkbox I looked at before, we find that the next checkbox relates to tabbing to text labels.
Tab to text in dialogs and message windows checkbox checked. Or tab to text labels in dialogs checkbox not checked. Alt L.
I'm going to press the space bar to check this checkbox, and that will turn on the feature.
Space. Checked.
And then I'll just press enter.
Find dialog. Find what? Edit Alt N. Blank.
Now, back in the Find window, you'll notice that when I tab to the Find What edit field, I can also tab to the text label, which is actually just the text Find What.
Match case checkbox not checked. Alt direction grouping. Down radio cancel button. Find what? Text. Find what? Edit Alt N. Blank.
On the screen, this text label is located just to the left of the edit field into which you type the text you want to find. Since this edit field is an accessible control, your screen reader knows that the text to the left of the edit field is the label for the edit field. So that's why your screen reader would normally read out the text, Find What, when you tab to the Find What edit field. Some users new to using a screen reader might find this ability to tab to text labels useful, but for most users, tabbing to text labels like this could prove irritating. And that's why the feature is switched off by default. I'm going to go back into the settings window and switch it off.
Context menu, SS, settings, opens the AT Prime settings, tab to text in dialogs and tab to text labels in dialog space, not checked. Find dialog, find what, edit Alt N.
And that's it. And now AT Prime will let me tab to blocks of text which are not labels for other controls. The ability to tab to text in windows like this is useful up to a point, but it becomes really powerful when you consider that you can display the text you have tabbed to in the text inspector in AT Prime, where you can use the arrow keys to read through the text and even select and copy it. The text inspector is the subject of the next tutorial.